Okay, so two-thirds down and off Kuf Tes Vav on the days.
What do you mean?
Bar Cholom Mirav Nachman Sefer Torah Shein Boi Lulakit Shmoyin V'Chamish Oisios a Sefer Torah Shein Boi Lulakit, that you do not have even 85 letters. Shmoyin V'Chamish Oisios, 85 letters. Kegoyin Parshas Vayihi Bin Soharon. And Parshas, where is Bahaloscha? Behaloyscha, you have Vahi bin Soharon. It's everything okay? Behaloyscha, Vahi bin Soharon, you have a parsha that's surrounded by two upside down nuns and has exactly 85 letters. The Gemara is what?
Upside down or
backwards? Backwards. Okay, no, there are different minhagim. So what did Krishna say?
It's backwards.
You can take out tikkun, but they have over here a very good article. Tikkun over here. No, it doesn't matter. There are different minhagim. There are different. I know I'm certain that there are different customs. Some have them backwards, some upside down, some both. There are different minhagim. Is exactly how to different mitzvahs. Probably in this what?
It's referred to as nun hafucha, right?
Yes.
Hafucha means backwards.
Well, we don't know. Nun hafucha. That's what does it mean? Hafucha. Does it mean inverted? Does it mean upside down? Does it mean both?
Okay.
Maybe it's both upside down and inverted. There are different customs.
Right.
So if you look today, Safras has been standardized. So pretty much everyone is doing the same thing. But if you look at the old Sifrei Torah, take out from the Arun Kodesh, go to an old shul, and take out from the back, old Sifrei Torah, you will find a lot of very different things. But not only this, by the nuns, Bechlal, Tagim, and Oisios Meshunois, and Pays. If you want to see and also Oisios Aum. So we have an Aum today. It's standardized. How many unusual letters? I forgot the exact number. I think 17. Maybe. And I think around 17, the letters that are large and small. Oisios Meshunos. But if you look in the old, and look in a lot of the Svar Machzav Vitri, there are a lot more than just 17. They're more like 30, 40, which we don't do. I'll give you an example. Ashrecha Yisrael. So it's brought down, I think it's brought down in many places, that the Aleph of Ashrecha Yisrael is supposed to be very large. And they're drushes. Why is the Aleph of Ashrecha Yisrael large? In our Sifrei Torah today, it's not large. But the old, there are different mitzvahs, different traditions. So the same thing when it goes to this. I saw someone used to show me notes of Tanya Shul Tagim. He showed me these very strange Tagim, like whole patterns of Tagim. We don't do this today. Today it's unheard of. Today if you do this, some will even tell you that it's style mitzvah. I don't know how much it's possible. But there are many mitzvahs there. I think if you could find a lot about this in the Torah Shlema. There's a big, large set called Torah Shlema of Mendel Kasher. And he has one of the Svarim, he has the Kuntres, about all of the Oisios Meshunos and Tagim. But our Masoret today, it's been standardized. You buy a Sefer Torah, a Sefer Torah is written. That's the way it is. It's done one way. And today, I think it's right to the back of how they do today. Whatever they'll have in the art scrolls, what the standard is. I'll get it over here. Sort over here, I think. No, I can't find it. Okay, it's not important. Let's go back there. Don't worry. Okay, this is not for now. Whatever. Let's go. Okay, don't worry about it. Forget about it. It's not important. Okay, you know, you're not gonna have him there. It's not gonna be in there. Only in the article Komish Mahal. Let's go back. So the Gemara over here wants to point out that if you have over here Sefer Torah Bnei Boim Nei Afun Merav Chol Merav Nachum Sefer Torah Shem Bod Lakid Shemanim V'Chamei Shosios Kling Parashas Sahibin Soharon Matzilma Samim Nei Adleiko Ein Matzilma. Can you save it on Shabbos? So here it's inverted. Okay, in the art school Chumash, which Mestam is the way that it's commonly done, it's not upside down, it's inverted. Instead of the Nun opening to the left, it's open to the right. Okay, before and after. Why is it inverted? We'll see the Gemara different drushim. Why we have backward nun soon. But here is Shiloh's. Let's say we have a sifter that's less than 85 letters. Are you allowed matzilna somebody that leiko ein matzilna? In other words, the entire sifter is worn out. And if it's worn out, are you allowed to save it on Shabbos? Rashi says zehu shir l'sefer Torah shenimchak oibola. That's what we're going to see in the next daf. A Sefer Torah that's less than the entire Sefer Torah. All the letters have peeled. All the letters have faded. And we have left less than 85 letters from beginning to end in the entire Sefer Torah. That's one interpretation. They're different mahalchim, what that means. And then you have to have only part of words. Okay, but just a very simple level. You have 85 letters. Does it have kedusha or not? Amalei v'tibayu lach parshas vayhi bin saron gufa. Heicha d'chosar parshas vayhi bin... The word skash, why are you asking a question? Why do you ask a question concerning an entire Sefer Torah, which has how many letters? 304,805. Is that the number? I think that's the number. 304,805, that's how many... Because B'chazal say there are 600,000 letters in the Sefer Torah. Right?
Yeah.
And yet, you go count. Right now, you'll count by the end of the street, you can count very quickly, you'll find 304,805. So how do you answer this contradiction? There are svarim, literally svarim, written on this to try to be masbir what it means. But the point is, but the Gemara's kasha, why are you asking a shayla if you have all, a whole Sefer Torah with 304,805 letters, and you only have left from that original number 85 letters, let me ask you a simple question. Let's say you have a little piece of parchment, small piece of parchment, and the only thing you wrote on the piece of parchment is the parsha of Ayihi bin Soharai. Are you allowed to save that on Shabbos b'metaltele to a rishus, into a rishus, to a carmelis on Shabbos, b'matir in Isra midirabanan, to move it to a carmelis on Shabbos? So v'tiboyelach parshas vayihi bin soharon gufa. So the Gemara says, let's look, Rashi says, v'tiboyelach parshas vayihi bin soharon gufa, shenichtav levada, it's written alone, v'chosro ois mahu, and it's missing one letter, mahu lihatzila. That's so. We might say, well, what would the halach? Let's go step by step. Let's say we have just one little piece of parchment that was originally written by Ibn Soa, and you left out one letter. Now you only have 84 letters. So the Gemara says, "Heicha dechosar parshas vayihi bin Soa lo kami boili dekevan deispe has zekaros." Since in the parsha of Vayihi bin Soa ha'aron it has Hashem's name, Kuma Hashem. Kevon the Ispe has koros afa gav the lesbo shmoin v'chomesh osias matzilin. That's a given. So the Gemara says no. That's not my shaila. If you have Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, then you are allowed to save it no matter what. Ki kol boi le save to shein bo la lulaket. My question is, you have a safety where you don't, all of the shemos have already dissolved, or have been, and then either they wore out, the letters faded, and all you have left are regular osios that are not part of the Shem Hashem, and those osios do not join together, do not add up to the number 85. That's my question. The bottom line is ein matzilin. That's the Gemara's maskana. It's famous halacha. If you have a Sefer Torah, there are no shemos. If you have even one Shem Hashem, you can save it. If you don't have a Shem Hashem, and a partial Shem Hashem, I think it's the same thing. I think if you have partial Shem Hashem, if you have any letter, let's say Yud Kei Vav Kei, I'm not sure. I shouldn't say I'm not exactly sure. I have to go look it up. I don't know. But let's say we don't have Shemos. All we have are letters. The letters have kedusha. But if you don't have 85 letters, then you don't. You're not allowed to save the Sefer Torah. If you do have 85 letters,
well, what's done about it? Is a sreifa or
there's a sreifa? And in 5 minutes, if you don't, right now the Sefer Torah is in a rishus hayochid, and you want to take it out into a carmelis. We see in the Gemara, you're not taking it out into a rishus haram. That you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos, but you want to take it out into a carmelis. You only do an iser dirabanan. Are you allowed to transport the Sefer Torah from a Rishus Sayacha to a Carmelis on Shabbos to prevent it from being burnt? So the answer is, it depends. If it's a real Sefer Torah, which has at least, as he is a Shem Hashem, or has at least 85 letters, like the letters of Vayihi bin Soha Aron, yes. If you have less than 85 letters left, in other words, you start out with the full Sefer Torah, and the letters faded, or they disappeared, they peeled off the parchment, you're not allowed to save. Ein matzilin. Next, Eser. Let's see more. Targum, Shakosva, Nikwe, Vakasha.